hero, I'm hypnotized. Hey, when a broke boy try to mine. Green boy, get on your grind. Hey, when a thing can't pull it down. Green girl, follow your pride. Can't lie, this is taking a spank. Can't lie, this is money ain't ends. Can't hide, this money ain't spent. You are beef with me. I got beef with HMRC.
Signals economic expansion following Mulungoshi textiles commissioning. Uncle defiles 13-year-old niece. Uganda's sovereignty bill sparks alarm over diaspora funds and citizenship rights. Copa Princesses claim a first leg win away in Kigali.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front on Win Albany's Everyday, I'm Grace Wanji. A 13-year-old girl has been severely defiled, by her maternal uncle, age 31, in Kazungula district of Southern Province. The incident, believed to have occurred between December 2025 and March 2026, was only reported by the victim's grandmother on April 26, 2026. Preliminary facts indicate that the suspect, who resides with the victim, allegedly abused her on multiple occasions between December 2025 and March 2026. The abuse reportedly occurred when the victim accompanied him to the maize fields for cultivation and wild herding cattle. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Morona Balongo confirmed the incident to Power FM News, stating that the matter came to light after the grandmother observed changes in the victim's walking posture, and upon inquiry, the victim disclosed the abuse. Morona Balongo stated that the arrest has been made, yet as the suspect is currently at large, as investigations are currently underway to apprehend the suspect and bring him into justice. President Naga Indetema has expressed renewed confidence in the Zambia's economic outlook, indicating the country is entering a phase of accelerated growth and following key structural reforms. The head of state has pointed to ongoing economic progress as evidence of deliberate government efforts. The president highlighted debt restructuring as one of the most significant milestones achieved so far, describing it as critical foundation for the country's next stage of economic advancement. He indicated that the government is now focused on consolidating these gains while transitioning into a period of expanded economic activity. The key element of his administration's strategy is a decentralization of economic production, with an emphasis on enabling each province to function as an independent economic hub. He said provinces such as Central, Luapula, Northern Muchinga, Eastern Lusaka, Western, Northwestern, and Copper Belt are expected to play distinct roles based on their resource endowment. The approach centers on value addition, with the government prioritizing the conversion of local resources into finished or semi-finished products. This, the president noted, is aimed at boosting job creation, supporting local industries, and strengthening provincial economies. President Ara Inechima also linked the economic agenda to broader social outcomes, stating that the administration's policies are ultimately intended to improve livelihoods and deliver on commitments made to citizens. Luapula province remains a promising investment destination, driven by development farm blocks, favorable climate change, abundant land and rich natural resources, according to engineer Nason Musonda, the province's minister. Speaking to journalists in Lusaka during the announcement of top star communications participation in the upcoming Wafula Investment Expo 2026. Engineer Musonda highlighted the expo as a key platform to unlock the province's investment potential. He emphasized that Wafula's current contribution to the national treasury is 3%, could be significantly increased to over 10% to enhance investment. Preparations for the expo at the advanced stage, with the provincial administration ready to host the event and attract investors. In a related announcement, Topstar Communications Company Limited confirmed its participation in the expo. Acting Chief Executive Officer Lily Zhang stated that the partnership is timely as Topstar continues to strengthen its brand and position itself as a leading, reliable and affordable service provider. The Wafula Investment Expo 2026 is from the 20th to the 24th April 2026, expected to showcase the province's opportunities and drive economic growth through partnerships, strategic partnerships and investments. Zambia has launched a new HIV prevention tool aimed at protecting women and adolescent girls. The Ministry of Health, in partnership with the National AIDS Council, has officially introduced the Dapirine Vaginal Ring, also known as DVR, as part of the country's expanded HIV prevention option. Health Minister Dr. Alice Katakwe says the move comes at a critical time as young women aged between 15 and 24 remain among the most affected by HIV in Zambia. He notes that the introduction of the ring is intended to empower women with more control over their own protection. The DVR is a form of pre-exposure prophylaxis or PrEP. It is discreet, long-acting and designed to be worn internally for a woman for a month at a time before being replaced. Officials say the ring is woman-initiated, giving users the ability to protect themselves without needing to negotiate use with a partner. And National AIDS Council representative Violet Mungeza has assured the new prevention method will be rolled out across all districts to ensure no one is left behind. Health authorities are encouraging women and girls to visit their nearest health facilities to learn more about whether the DVR is suitable for them. In international news, controversial sovereignty protection bill and their review in Uganda's parliament is raising alarm among critics who say it could have far-reaching and potentially severe consequences for ordinary citizens. Officially, the law aims to shield the country from excessive foreign interference, but in practice, it could label many Ugandans as foreign agents. Even a mother receiving money from her son in London for school fees or a motorbike taxi driver supported by relatives in Dubai could fall under its scope. The bill would require anyone receiving money from the diaspora to obtain authorization from the Interior Ministry, with penalties of up to 10 years in prison for non-compliance and up to 20 years for offenses like economic sabotage. So in international news, excitement is building in Angola as crowds prepare to welcome Pope Leo to the capital, Luanda. That is during his 11-day tour across four African nations. Around 44% of Angolans identify as Catholic, and many see the visit as a rare privilege. The pontiff will become only the third pope to visit the country, following Pope John Paul II and Pope Benedict. The visit comes as Angola recovers from devastating floods caused by heavy rains in Luanda and other regions, which have left dozens dead. Many hope the people's pope's presence will bring comfort and renewed faith. Leo calls for global peace, which are expected to resonate in the country still shaped by its past. Angola emerged in 2002 from a 27-year civil war following independence from Portugal in 1975. We take a short break and return for sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Akabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
The Copa Princesses claimed A comfortable 2-0 win away on Friday in Kigali. In the